Good morning, it's The Takeaway with Femi OK and John Hockenberry this morning. We're going to go live to Tehran, where hundreds of thousands of people from across Iranian society poured into the streets yesterday to protest what they charge were fraudulent results from last week's presidential vote. Now, Iran has seen the largest demonstrations there since the 1979 revolution.
And they're going to continue today, those demonstrations.
Absolutely, yeah. In a little while from now, actually, in about an hour and a half from now. Today's Iran's Guardian Council say that it is recounting the votes in Friday's divisive elections. That news comes according to state television. So for the very latest, we wanted to go to Babak Deganpache. He's the Middle East correspondent from Newsweek. Babak, hello to you. Thanks for joining us on The Takeaway. What have you seen in the last 12 hours or so?
Hi, Femi. Thanks for having me on. Well, things have been relatively calm so far today, but I think what we really need to look to is these sort of rallies and counter-rallies that are planned for the two camps. We've got a rally by the Ahmadinejad supporters that's planned for Velias Square in the center of Tehran in about 30 minutes or so. And then there is the rally by the Mousavi supporters that's scheduled for about an hour later. And there is, there is definitely the potential that things could get ugly.
Now, yesterday we saw rallies that weren't planned, that were banned. How did today's rallies get set up?
Well, the rallies among the Mousavi supporters were sort of communicated to people at this big demonstration yesterday. As people were going by, there were people holding placards and, basically word of mouth and just telling each other that they should gather in this square today. And as far as the Ahmadinejad rally and their supporters, that was announced on state television. And the state television is really basically portraying these protests and demonstrations as just a bunch of noise and sabotage by Iran's external enemies.
Now, we got news from Iranian state media that seven people were killed in yesterday's demonstrations. Are there any safety precautions being taken today? Are there any fears from people going to the demonstrations that you're picking up on?
Not that I know of, no. The people that I talked to yesterday, they were actually, surprisingly, not very, afraid walking into this demonstration, perhaps naively. And, things went relatively well the first few hours of the demonstration. The violence really started out around 7 or 8 p.m. when things were winding down, and that's when this clash happened between some of the Basijis, this paramilitary group that's supportive of the government, and some of the demonstrators, and that's where the shooting broke out, and one person was killed at that site, and then, there was other violence that broke out. So I don't know of any particular precautions that people attending the demonstrations are taking to protect themselves, but certainly it's expected that the government will have, a wide variety of security forces out en masse.
Let me just play a little clip here for you, Babak. It's the main opposition candidate, Mir Hussein Mousavi, who went to one of the rallies yesterday. The crowd is very vocal. What he's actually saying in Persian is what the people are asking for is for their votes to be counted and their rights to be defended. Now, we did get news today that there is going to be a recount in specific areas. What are you hearing about that recount?
Well, there really hasn't been, I have heard that there's going to be a recount. This whole sort of effort by the Guardian Council to look at the results again is basically a procedural matter. I mean, it's been portrayed in some media accounts that the Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, ordered this recount. That's really not the case. This recount has come about because Mousavi issued a letter asking the Guardian Council to look into the results. So it is a procedural matter. They are more or less obliged to look into any valid challenges to the results. But, it's really not clear how broadly that they're going to look at the election results, whether it's going to be all across the country, whether it is only going to be limited to a certain few specific sites. And in the end, whether this recount is going to change anything. There are many observers here who think this recount really won't change anything and the results will stand as is.
President Ahmadinejad is on his way to Russia today. He has a meeting there at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. What do you think that actually sends as a message about the recount and the situation back home in Iran?
Well, I think it's just an extension of the same messages that he's been sort of passing the past couple of days. He had a press conference on Sunday where he was very sort of, I guess, sort of un, un, unfluttered and very sort of confident. He did not seem to think that these challenges to the vote and the challenges to his new position were particularly relevant or strong. And this trip abroad, I guess, in a way shows that he's just going about his business as usual, that he doesn't think these domestic disturbances or this challenge to the vote is anything that needs to concern him.
I'm going to wrap up here, Babak. I just want you to leave us with a headline from today's news as far as Iran is concerned.
I should leave you on the headline. I guess, competing rallies and potential trouble ahead would be the headline today.
Babak Daghampashe, he's the Middle East correspondent for Newsweek. Thanks for joining us, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.